The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Hi, I'm Sheila Walsh. Welcome to Life Today. If I was to ask you what's the number one problem facing children in the world today, I wonder if you would come up with this answer. It's a lack of clean drinking water. Do you know that the leading cause of death in children under 5 years of age globally is the fact that they have nothing to drink but dirty, contaminated water? I have walked with mothers. I've asked them, can I come with you? Can I see where you get your water? And been absolutely horrified at what I saw. And yet, the thing that is so clear to me is there's this Sophie's choice. What do I do? Do I give my child this water that may ultimately cause their death? Or do I give them no water at all and then watch your child die of thirst? This problem, according to so many, is the number one health issue in the world at the moment. And the thing that grabs me, that strikes me about that is we're not talking about some horrible disease that people are now in laboratories trying to find a cure for. We're talking about children dying simply because they have no clean water to drink. At Life Today, this has become a huge burden to us. Once you know of something, you're responsible then for what you're going to do. So what I want to ask you today is, I want to ask you to just pay attention. There's some things that I want to show you, some places that I've gone, some places that some of my friends have gone, and I just want to ask you to watch. And then I want to ask you to respond in whatever way. How do these pictures, how do these mothers' prayers impact you? I thought I understood the problem until I hit the ground the very first time in Angola for myself. And it's one thing to watch something on television and think, wow, that looks really terrible. It's quite another. It's quite another to sit with a mother who has lost a child simply because she couldn't give them anything clean to drink. And you might think, well, that's happening somewhere else in the world. Yes. But if you, like me, want to live a life that honors God, if you, like me, want to be the hands and feet of Jesus, then we have an opportunity to reach out to these moms and let them know you're not alone. We see you, and perhaps you and I together can do something. But first of all, would you watch this? Does the water ever make the children sick?
Às vezes esta água, a criança fica doente quando eles bebem água.
Ah, fica doente.
Yes, they do get sick.
Mora na Angarara.
Would you ask her if any of the children in this village have died from drinking the water?
Às vezes esta criança fica doente. Você conhece outras pessoas ou crianças faleceu quando eles bebem esta água?
Ah.
Okay, so she's going to take us, and we'll get to see with our own eyes the kind of water that is her only choice to give her children.
Oh my gosh. This is what she comes to. I mean, this water is filthy. You know, I noticed the mom, she kind of tried to, like, clear it as if somehow that would get rid of the germs or would get rid of the disease. But, I mean, you can see this water is, I mean, it's absolutely filthy. I mean, look at what she's pouring in here. And this is all they have. And I asked them, do you drink this? And she said, yeah, we wait till the mud settles and then we drink it. And so that's why so many children in these villages are dying, because there's so much disease in this water. And that's why water for life literally means that. When we put a well in a village, we give life to the whole village for their whole life. And the need is urgent and the need is now. Will you please stand with us? Will you help us to give life to children who otherwise are drinking this and dying?
To say this is wrong is, I mean, I don't even have words. I can't describe what it was like to be with that mother and her daughters. I mean, everything within me wanted to go and grab it from them, but they've got nothing else. And something of just her desperation has stayed with me. And honestly, I pray it stays with me for the rest of my life, because as long as that's happening anywhere, I should care. I watched one of the moms. She took me to a place where two of her children are buried. I think, as a mother, I cannot imagine anything that's a greater grief than burying a child. But to bury a child simply because you could not give them a glass of clean water is just wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And so that's why here at Life, we are committed to making a change. What we want to do is we want to put a well into her village. And do you know, for $4,800, we can do that? Now, to some of you, that's nothing. $4,800 is like, you know what? I could do that. For others, you're like, well, I can't even begin to touch that. But do you know this? $48. When you do that and I do that and several others, and we put it together, because for $48, you're providing water for 10 people for the rest of their lives. The amazing thing about these wells that we put in, they last for 70 years. That's like the lifetime of a village. They don't even need electricity, because sometimes there's no electricity near. They can be hand cranked. You won't believe what it's like when you finally see fresh water come to a village. You know, Jesus said, I give living water. Whoever drinks from me will never thirst again. If you and I, as the body of Christ, want the privilege of letting people know Jesus Christ is the water of life, then we have to meet their immediate need first. What they need is clean water. It's not a lot to ask. That's all they need, and they need it now. I want to show you another story. And I know sometimes it's tempting just to flip through channels and think, I don't want to know. But I am asking you, will you stay with me here and watch this? And then see if something in your heart stirs and you think, you know what? I think I want to join in. I think I want to make the impossible possible. We can do it together. Would you watch this?
ควาดเรื่องโกนเตไปโกนกระดาวคลุมดองดองชื่อปูให้ให้โกนนี่ก็รีนี่กระดาวคลวนรีอาจได้อดลุบไปกับบ้านได้คลายโกนชื่อน้ำมุดอดลุยมือวีแต่ชื่อนั้นหมดแต่อดที่คำเต็มหมดคลายวิฉลาบเลยอมมนยำโกนยำรีบหลายจอยำทาโกนคนไอยำเจียดหมดเจียดคลอยแต่จับเจียดจมูกแกแบบเมียนลอยแกเมือกวิจี เราไปปรับยังเว้นทำไมไม่ก้มยมยังใจทักกันมายังยมยมก็ท้ายังบ้านยมติดก่อน talk to Anna. You me like my car, I couldn't walk. มีแม่เอาหน้าปังบ้านเตะวางโฟนก็อดได้ไปรวยหายตัดบ้านลอยโกนยำงวบโกนยำงวบไปได้ยำเอาไปมาอัดต้นโกนสลับเตะโกนนั่งก็สลับมาโตได้ยำมาเราเตะต้องปรับต้องมาเราสู้ถ้าโกนสลับ ยำจองกาเมอโกนจะเปะเกยเตยยังไง
I can't even imagine what that is like, to have that beautiful baby boy die in your arms simply because the only water you have to give him is that filthy water. I mean, what else is she supposed to do? So many of these places where we go, we work with the poorest of the poor. What else is she supposed to do? There's nothing else. She can't go somewhere and get miraculously get clean water or buy bottles of water. She has nothing. And now she's praying over her daughter. God, please spare the life of my child. So that's why this is urgent. And I'm asking you to join me today. Our commitment is, see, the thing is, we have our missionary partners already on the ground. They are just waiting and praying for the resources. So we are the answer to their prayers. You know, when I said earlier that our wells last for 70 years, that's because they're steel cased, which they need to be in so many of those countries so that they don't fall back in among themselves. They will last. It would take a natural disaster to do anything to these wells. But for $4,800, we can change the life of a whole village. If you can give $144, that would give clean water to 30 people for their lifetime. If you can do $48, that will give clean water to 10 people for their lifetime. This morning, I was reading through Matthew, and it's a familiar passage, but I guess because this is so much on my heart, it struck me fresh. It says, and it's talking about finally our life down here is over, and it says this, and this is Jesus talking, "For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me." Then the righteous ones will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or feed you or thirsty and give you something to drink?" And the king will say, "I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me." Think about that. This is a spiritual act of ministering to Christ when we care for the poorest of the poor. Now, I know that we can't all do everything, but we can all do something. So if you could give $4,800, fantastic. That will put a well in a village and we'll be able to bring you the footage back and show you, look at the difference. Look at how you've been the answer to these mothers' prayers. If you can say, you know what, I'm going to cut out a couple of things in my budget I don't need, and I can give $48. That will provide clean water for 10. If you can do a little more, $144 will provide clean water for 30 people for their lifetime. It's a huge problem. Children are dying. Even in the last few minutes that I've talked to you, do you know that 2 children die simply because they didn't have clean water? So you join me and say, we're not going to let that happen anymore. We're going to make a difference. So please, will you go to your phone? Just make the best gift possible. You can go online, but please respond today and let us know we're going to do this. Our people are waiting on the ground and we want to get back to them with good news. It's on the way. Clean water is on the way.
Every day, far too many lives are lost to waterborne disease, and tragically, children under the age of 5 are the most vulnerable. Through Mission Water for Life, You can give desperate mothers hope and precious children a future by helping provide clean, life-giving water before it's too late. Our goal this year is to drill 350 water wells in areas where the need is greatest, but it won't be possible without you. Today, your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. In thanks for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Spiritual Health. This beautifully crafted prayer book will meet you in the places where anxiety, grief, and spiritual weariness run deep, guiding you through prayers for inner peace, emotional healing, and intimacy with God. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Your Life of Prayer Bundle. This collection includes Prayers for My Spiritual Health, along with Prayers for My Physical Health and the Life Prayer Journal, three companions to help strengthen your walk with Christ. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, so many people don't have a choice when it comes to water. The only water source that they have is the one nearest them, in this case, a river. When you look at it, it doesn't look too bad. It's a little dirty, but you can see some of the areas where there's moss and animals and people bathing and swimming. They tell us it's not so much what you can see in here that's dangerous, it's what you can't see. It's what goes into the stomachs and to the systems of even the youngest of children, and it hits them the hardest. Fresh, clean drinking water. You can give that to them. We need to come into this village and that village over there across the river. We need to come in with many water wells. I'm asking you to make that possible. The more of you that join with us in Mission Water for Life, the more water wells we'll be able to drill. And it's my heart's desire that no child would ever drink contaminated water. So please, go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can, and I can promise you, you will be helping to save a life.
This is Virginia. She lives in Burundi and doesn't have access to clean water. Last year, a stay-at-home mom in Texas almost picked up the phone to help support a new water well in Virginia's village. This is Rosa. She lives in a tiny village in Central America. Rosa and her children drink water that looks like this. A couple of months ago, a small business owner in the Midwest almost mailed a check to drill a clean water well near Rosa's house. This is Vaughn. He's from Cambodia. And he watched his grandchildren suffer from the effects of a waterborne illness. A Sunday school class in a large church talked about doing a fundraiser to help ease the pain in Vaughn's family. Virginia's children almost made it to their fifth birthday. Rosa's baby almost made it through the night. Vaughn's grandchild was almost well enough to leave the clinic. We can do better than almost. Clean water changes everything.
One of the things I want to make clear here, this is not some guilt trip. This is not a, oh, you have to do this. This is a, we get to do this. I mean, this is a joy. We should be rushing to our phones because we have the privilege of doing something significant. Think of the number of people who are out looking for books on purpose and having a purpose and having a mission for your life and why am I here on this earth? I think one of the greatest things we can do is simply be obedient to the call of Christ. He was always with the poor. He was always with those who were broken down. He looked for those who were desperate, and he gave them an answer to their prayers. And the amazing thing is now, through television and through all sorts of different ways, we can now be answers to those prayers that are going up to heaven from different countries around the world. You know, Jesus didn't say, I was thirsty and you almost gave me something to drink. He said, I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I want to thank you if you've gone to your phone. But if you're sitting there thinking, well, I'll watch to the end, or I'll see, you know, I'll wait till my husband comes back, I'll see what our budget is. This is something we can all do. But it takes every one of us saying we're going to do something now. You know, I'm thrilled at the fact that our commitment at Life, just because we see the overwhelming need. If this was a small issue, we wouldn't be bringing it to you. But do you know that 2 children die every few minutes simply because they're drinking water that's not clean? Waterborne illness. For mothers and fathers and grandfathers around the world to have to bury their little ones because they can't give them a glass of clean water is just wrong. But the great news is you and I can change that. We have the way. And if you can give $48, that will give clean water for 10 people. I mean, what else can you do with $48 in this world? A couple of you go to a movie and you've spent that. But you can save somebody's life. $144, 30 people, clean water. Who knows the calling and anointing that God has on some of those lives and some of those nations, that they would be able to grow up, to find a relationship with Christ and maybe revolutionize their nation for Jesus. They just need our help at this stage. Don't let them fall at the starting gate. Let's make sure they get to run their race. And they can do that if you and I commit to make a difference. Some of you have been blessed in your businesses, and we celebrate with you. And if you could give $4,800, that would put a whole well in a village that will last for a lifetime for 1,000 people. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what that would be like when finally we're all home and all these hundreds of people come up and say, thank you, you saved my life. Please go to the phone, make the best gift possible. Please do it, and please do it now.
Every day, far too many lives are lost to waterborne disease, and tragically, children under the age of 5 are the most vulnerable. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give desperate mothers hope and precious children a future by helping provide clean, life-giving water before it's too late. Our goal this year is to drill 350 water wells in areas where the need is greatest, but it won't be possible without you. Today, your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. In thanks for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Spiritual Health. This beautifully crafted prayer book will meet you in the places where anxiety, grief, and spiritual weariness run deep, guiding you through prayers for inner peace, emotional healing, and intimacy with God. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Your Life of Prayer bundle. This collection includes Prayers for My Spiritual Health, along with Prayers for My Physical Health and the Life Prayer Journal, 3 companions to help strengthen your walk with Christ. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm sitting here on the edge of the water in Burundi, Africa, with this little boy. And when I look at his belly, it's not because he's just had a great big meal. It's actually because he's been drinking this water. And you know that statistics say that they are at most risk between the age of 1 to 5. So this little guy right now, I can tell you, is not doing well. And I fear that if he continues to drink this water, he probably won't make it. I don't even know if I would call this water. It's filthy. It's so dirty. It's filled with contamination. And I know that he's in the condition he's in because he's been drinking this water. If we could come in here and drill a well where he could drink off of that water instead of this filthy, dirty water, I've seen it work before. I know that it works. I know that it turns around quickly for these children. I would rather be a solution than a problem in this world. So I know a solution. I've seen it. I know that it works. I've been all around the world with Life Outreach. I know that water for life can change not just one life, but so many lives around the world. Let's do something right now for Burundi, Africa. Let's do it together. Let's change this little guy's life. Let's turn it around for him. We have a chance to do that. Go online, make a phone call, and give whatever you can give, the best gift that you can give.
It's a huge problem, but we have a huge answer, and we can do it now. As I said, our missionaries are literally on the ground waiting for the resources to come so that they can get going straight away. And you and I can do it together. I can't wait to bring you another special, showing you the difference that your life has made because you reached out to show you a well where the water is flowing free. Now, this is our last day. This is our last day. So if you've been thinking about it, but maybe just holding back a little bit, I pray that right now you'll say, you know what? I'm all in. I'm joining in. I want to do this. Together, we can literally change the world. Can you imagine what it'd be like when we finally all get home and hundreds of people rush up and say, thank you. You literally saved my life. Or thank you. You saved my children's lives. They're not asking for a lot, but we can do so much. So my prayer is for you. If you've tried to get through and you can't, keep calling. Please keep calling. But if you've already been able to get through and made your commitment, can I just say thank you? And our prayer here at Life Outreach is that as you reach out to bless other people, we pray in the name of Jesus that He will bless you too. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.